The sergeant's voice trailed away sadly. We had just seen a brave man crack up completely and lose all control of himself, even to the point of losing his desire to live. If he hadn't grabbed his foot and jerked him down before he got to the crest, he'd be dead now for sure, I said. Yeah, the poor guy would have gotten hit by that goddamn machine gun, no doubt about it, the sergeant said. By the end of the day, Company K reached the eastern end of Kunishi Ridge and established contact with army units that had gained the high ground on Yuzudake and Yejudake. Mail came up to us along with rations, water, and ammo. Among my letters was one from a Mobile acquaintance of many years. He had joined the Marine Corps and was a member of some rear echelon unit of service troops stationed on northern Okinawa. He insisted that I write him immediately about the location of my unit. He wrote that when he found out where I was, he would visit me at once. I read his words to some of my buddies, and they got a good laugh out of it. Don't that guy know there's a war on? The hell does he think the 1st Marine Division is doing down here, anyway? Someone else suggested I insist not only that he come to see me at once, but that he stay and be my replacement if he wanted to be a true friend. I never answered the letter. A small patrol from the 7th Marines came by, and we talked with an old buddy. He said his regiment had been in terrible fighting for the several days it had been on Kunishi Ridge. Then we sat silently, ruefully watching a group of Marines far over to the right get shelled by large-caliber Japanese artillery. Word came along the line about the death earlier in the day of the U.S. 10th Commander, General Buckner. General Simon Bolivar Buckner, USA, had come up to the front lines to watch the 8th Marine Regiment, 2nd Marine Division, in its first combat action on Okinawa. He was observing from between two coral boulders when 6 Japanese 47mm artillery rounds struck the base of the rocks. Hit in the chest, he died shortly thereafter. Lieutenant General Roy S. Geiger, USMC 3rd Amphibious Corps commander, took command of the 10th Army and carried through to the end of the fighting a few days later. To this date, in 1981, Geiger remains the only Marine officer to command a force of Army size. Not long after we were relieved on Kunishi Ridge, in the afternoon of 18 June, I asked Gunnery Sergeant Hank Boys how many men we had lost fighting on Yuzudake and Kunishi. He told me Company K had lost 49 enlisted men and one officer, half of our number of the previous day. Almost all the newly arrived replacements were among the casualties. Now the company consisted of a mere remnant, 21% of its normal strength of 235 men. We had been attached to 2-5 for only 22 hours and had been on Kunishi Ridge for less time than that.